It is October 14th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Options Industry Conference hops from location to location, coast to coast, resort to resort, and this time it is headed to Music City on April 26th to 28th, 2023. That is right. OIC will be in Nashville, Tennessee, home of the Grand Ole Opry and loads of recording studios and bars with live music. The conference will be held at the Grand Hyatt in Nashville. There's an advertisement for the FIA Expo below, and before you know it, the biggest futures and options conference in Chicago will be here. There are over 50 exhibitors and 20 sessions and keynotes at Expo. It is the best place to connect with industry friends and new prospects. You can register by clicking on the ad below or with the link in today's newsletter. The Chicago Bears played the Washington Commanders last night at Soldier Field in Chicago, and it was broadcast by Amazon Prime on Thursday Night Football. For the life of me, I could not get Amazon Prime to work on my living room television, and I ended up watching the game on an iPad until I moved to my bedroom where Amazon Prime did work on that smart TV. That TV does not have Apple TV connected to it. I think Amazon and Apple sometimes just don't like to play nice together. When is the best time to buy Halloween candy? After Halloween, of course, when the stores are trying to unload the excess inventory they have on hand. But if you are buying it before Halloween, like we all do, to hand out to the little goblins and princesses that show up at our front door, you will notice the price of candy has gone up. According to a New York Post story, candy prices soar 13% to record levels ahead of Halloween season. So there you have it. Your discount after Halloween will be from record prices. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Kevin Wolf, Market Structure Change Presents Commercial Opportunity. The fall of Lehman Brothers ushered in a period of regulatory change, with one of the goals being to trim the use of OTC swaps and instead have more centrally cleared products. Given the huge size of that market, at the end of 2014, there was $400 trillion notional outstanding. This regulatory shift presented an opportunity. That's where Eris Exchange stepped in. Eris is the name of the largest known dwarf planet and also the Greek goddess of strife and discord, a relevant reference given the tumult that birthed the platform. In this video, Kevin Wolf, Chief Business and Product Development Officer with Eris, tells how the exchange took advantage of the regulatory shift and developed a futures contract that simulates OTC swaps. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ken Griffin backs Ukraine's Math Olympiad Elite through new fund. Citadel founder gives $3 million to a scholarship program for displaced Ukrainian students to continue their math and science education. Ihor Pilaev has had a more intense year than most teenagers. In July, he achieved a perfect 42-point score at the International Mathematics Olympiad and was the overall champion. That was a victory he'd been working towards for years. Everything else had been unscripted, from his school in Kharkiv shutting down almost immediately after Russia invaded Ukraine, right up to this week taking classes at the University of Cambridge. My comment, Ken supporting STEM is a beautiful thing, wherever it is. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Zero-click spyware emerges as a menacing mobile threat. In July 2020, an Azerbaijani journalist's iPhone silently received a command to open the Apple Music app. Without the journalist's knowledge or interaction, the app connected to a malicious server and downloaded spyware onto the phone that remained there for 17 months, eavesdropping on phone calls and text messages. The hack was an example of a zero-click attack, a method of placing spyware on a phone without tricking a user into doing anything, such as clicking on a malicious link sent in an email or text message. It's a technique that governments have utilized to target their opponents on a greater scale and for a longer duration than previously known, according to recent research from Amnesty International and Citizen Lab. My comment. Okay, this has me freaked out. Here's another story. This is also from Bloomberg. Germany saw no risk in Russian gas. Declassified report reveals. Document shows assessment of Nord Stream 2 in October 21. Merkel argued Russia had always been a reliable gas supplier. 4 months before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Germany still claimed that the opening of a new gas pipeline from Russia would pose no risk to energy supplies for the country or the wider European Union, according to a declassified security document. Overall, the assessment comes to the conclusion that the granting of certification does not jeopardize the security of gas supply in Germany and the European Union, according to the then top secret report of the on the Nord Stream 2 link by the Economy Ministry. My comment. Time to take off the rose-colored glasses. Here's a story from CBS News. Alaska snow crab season canceled as officials investigate disappearance of an estimated 1 billion crabs. In a major blow to America's seafood industry, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has, for the first time in state history, canceled the winter snow crab season in the Bering Sea due to their falling numbers. While restaurant menus will suffer, scientists worry what the sudden population plunge means for the health of the Arctic ecosystem. An estimated 1 billion crabs have mysteriously disappeared in 2 years, state officials said. It marks a 90% drop in their population. My comment. This was similar to a Harvard Business School case study that I had in college in a class in summer school. My case was about lobsters in the Northeast. I wonder if you can farm snow crab. Here's another story from ABC News Australia. New Zealand scientists are breeding sheep to fart and burp less. We've heard this story before. New Zealand researchers are curbing the country's greenhouse gas emissions one sheep fart at a time. Scientists at the Invermay Agricultural Center in Mossgiel, about 360 kilometers southwest of Christchurch, have bred climate-friendly sheep that produce 10% less methane than their gassy counterparts. My comment. They are also being taught to extend their pinkies when they drink tea. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the CME announcement. CME Group announced Jonathan Marcus as general counsel. Second was the LIBOR to SOFR transition, managing best execution for futures trading from BMLL. Third was JLN's MarketsWiki Education Short, Rich Mackey, MWE Short, Rich Mackey, from golfing to trading, decision-making is key. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from MarketWatch, the headline. Sam Bankman-Fried said he's a scaled-down JP Morgan of the crypto industry. JP Morgan is famous for his organization of bank bailouts in the wake of the 1907 financial panic, a display of financial might that led lawmakers to create the Federal Reserve a few years later. Today, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried acknowledges there are parallels between Morgan's example and his own purchases of distressed firms during the recent crypto crash. Bankman-Fried said he has played a scaled-down crypto version of the role JP Morgan did more than a century ago when asked about the comparison during an interview at the Institute of International Finance annual meeting Thursday. Here's a story from Bloomberg. SEC WhatsApp probe digs deeper into asset managers' personnel. The broad U.S. probe into the use of outside messaging services like WhatsApp at major banks is now sweeping in record keepers at big investment firms. The Securities and Exchange Commission has asked money managers for details on who at their firms oversees retention of electronic communications, according to the request reviewed by Bloomberg News. The query is part of a letter that the regulator sent recently to some of the largest players in the industry seeking information on policies and key staff whose texts and emails are supposed to be archived. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: the Fed's next crisis is brewing in U.S. Treasuries. The central bank can't afford to let the world's most important market seize up. It must act now to restore liquidity for Treasuries. Markets have been whipsawed in recent weeks, first by talk that a cooling labor market would allow the Federal Reserve to pivot away from its aggressive interest rate hiking campaign, and then by comments from central bankers that any such move would be premature, as Thursday's hot consumer price index report proved. Perhaps there's a solution that would allow the Fed to continue to battle inflation while also addressing what is rapidly becoming a potential crisis in the world's most important market, U.S. Treasuries. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.